Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Now in Career 360, where we look at the manpower sector, also your career and lifelong learning. Now the demand for skilled workers who are highly adaptable to change is greater than ever, with the nature of work changing rapidly due to a growing technological landscape. So the government's launched several upskilling initiatives and developed tailored programs to support Singaporeans in their journey to remain relevant in the workplace.
Well, here's one success story as we chat with Sean Wong, who's an analyst at the Deloitte Consulting. But at one stage, Sean didn't think that he'd be doing anything anywhere.
Oh, dear. Thanks for coming, Sean.
Thank you for having me.
We understand that you found it challenging to find work after graduating, and it took almost a year. Well, what did you study first up, and what happened, you think?
Well, I graduated in University at Buffalo with the Bachelor of Arts in Economics, and that took 3 years. So, like you said, I took a year to actually find a position, and within that time, I also took a data science course with General Assembly.
What do you think it was challenging, though, for you to find a job? Economics, that's not, say, you know, an obscure type subject. It's not like me. I took literature. What can you become when you take a degree in literature, right?
Right. For me, on graduating, naturally, there was an urgency to get full-time employment. And for me, graduating with the economics degree, I wanted to look for jobs in the financial sector and jobs that complemented my degree. However, while I was on my job search, I began to realize that these jobs will not only require the financial side of things, but also data analytics skill sets. And probably that's why, upon reflection now, I wasn't able to get as much interviews as I hoped for. And that made me both nervous and intrigued at the same time.
Intrigued? I'd be so depressed. And what are we talking about?
Say, well, more nervous, I suppose.
How many sort of feelers did you put out, and how many interviews did you get? What was the sort of hit rate or miss rate, if you will?
So, some numbers, is it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was applying for jobs 3 months prior to my graduation, which happened last year in February. So I was sending about 50 a week.
50 a week?
50
yes,
a week.
50 a week. And, it wasn't much coming back. Not as much as I hoped for.
So say 50 a week, how many might have come back just to see you? Not saying you got the job, right, obviously.
Three, maybe.
Out of 53?
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
So that wasn't great statistics at all.
Okay. So tell us, what else led your journey of self-navigation, and what avenues did you explore and exhaust?
Right. So in terms of coming to realize the importance of having data-related skill sets in Singapore, as we know, we're pushing for the Smart Nation initiative, and every industry in Singapore is trying to excel in the digital front. My overseas internship experience in a bank also gave me insights on how data science can play a role in the financial industry, and that also made me realize that I needed to supplement my degree with a dedicated program.
What other tools did you utilize, though? And how long did this process take for you to find that it was a gap in what you had studied in school and that data science was something that would fill it?
Right. So I reached out to, you know, networking contacts. I also used LinkedIn. I went to all the job portals, maybe for 3 months or so. And that's where I realized and, you know, kind of hit the wall that, you know, I really need to do something about it.
Tell us, why did you ultimately decide on data science? I mean, what about it was appealing, or was it not appealing? I mean, did you have an affinity for it? I mean,
Prior to joining the course, I knew that data science is heavy on coding, and it involved a lot of statistics, of which I studied in my time in university. And what I felt appealing about data science is that most companies have a wealth of data, and with the correct skill set, they are able to unearth new information which can influence and drive business decisions.
What was your impression, though, of the field at the beginning, whilst you were sort of just still dabbling in it at school?
Of course, it was very nerve-wracking. It was shocking to know that, you know, after 3 years of studying, there were still things that I didn't know. And there are things that that the industry needs that, you know, maybe 3 years before I didn't even hear of. And only during my time at my internship was when, you know, high-level professionals were speaking about it on open tables and things like that.
Right.
And that's where I found that, you know, I need to know about this. And if I don't, I will not be relevant in the workforce anymore.
We're speaking with Sean Wong, who's an analyst at Deloitte Consulting. Did you not see that data science would be something that was important? Because you talked about how you then came back from school and then started looking for the job and then realizing, uh-oh, there's a gap
So my internship happened in my second year. So when I came back, it was then that was kind of where I started to look into it whilst doing my job hunt.
Okay.
So that also reflected in the job hunt where I was seeing a lot of data-centric or data-related roles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, not only you need your finance side or your economic side or where your banking and finance knowledge, you also need like data and analytics skills are required.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Briefly tell us, Sean, IMDA's Tech Skills Accelerated Program and how you discovered it. I mean, how long it is and how to sign up.
Right. So for me, I embarked on a 3-month full-time course, which was designed to provide me with a good foundation in coding and in data science skill set. The course is conducted in a bootcamp style format, which was best suited for myself. And this entire program was subsidized by IMDA's Tech Skill Accelerator program.
When you say bootcamp style, what are we talking about? 9 to 5, nothing but numbers up your nose.
Exactly.
Oh,
for 3
dear.
Months straight, 9 to 5, every day, just crunching. And we were creating models. There were projects, that mini projects within the course. And there was a final project where we had to submit. So it was really intensive.
Mm-hmm. So no examinations, so to speak, just the project.
We were graded on every project.
Right.
And if you fail any project, you're out.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
Yeah, because it's really intensive. And for the school themselves, they want to push out and be able to say, have a stamp of approval on every candidate that get graduated, that these are, you know, data science certified or data science
pros. Almost, pros. Yeah.
I wouldn't go to the point to say pros, because, you know, there's always learning to be done.
Right. So how did you stay the course? I mean, did you ever want to kind of give up halfway?
Well, my main challenge was actually picking up coding language. I don't think it's very intuitive for everyone, and especially for myself, it wasn't. Because most of the time, what I struggle with is thinking about a solution in a systematic manner and having the computer try to act out, you know, what you want it to do.
Okay.
And I think that's the main challenge, because how the computer thinks and how a human thinks, it's different. So putting that into code and then letting the computer execute it, that's the challenge for me.
Do you think a person needs to have a predisposition toward that kind of thing?
Well, for myself, I came from a zero coding background.
Yeah.
And if I managed to pick it up in 3 months, I would say it's doable.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to put your mind to it. You just have to really push yourself. And I think what's great about the course that I went through, you have a classroom of about 20 or so students that are fully dedicated. You can feel their passion for, you know, when you do projects with them and when you reach out to them, there's no air to them and saying, you know, Don't ask me and things like that.
Right.
Everyone is willing to help. Everyone is willing to teach each other. There's a lot of peer learning, teaching.
Mm.
And even the lecturers, they're really helpful, and they really like to... They see your passion and they want to help you do the best that you can in the course. Mm.
Did it feel competitive as well? Because with a schedule that rigorous and only one shot, you can't even fail a project and then you'd be kicked out. The pressure must have been immense.
The pressure was immense, but like I mentioned, you know, off the bat when I said that, you know, if you fail one, you're out. But, you know, there are still some safety nets here and there where, you know, the teachers and the lecturers and your students, that the teaching assistants will guide you. If they see that, you know, you're not up to par, and then they will give you extra lessons and things like that. So there's a lot of hand-holding in the beginning, of course, but as we go throughout the course, you're expected to kind of fly on your own.
And how did you make the mindset shift, Sean, to be able to code and obviously learn that language as well?
Well, the 3 months program set a great and a very good foundation for me in coding. But as I mentioned, continuous learning is always required for someone who is entering a new field. Going for additional courses and getting the right certification, it's just like learning how to swim. You know, you got to keep practicing to get good at it. And in my current role at Deloitte, I'm still undergoing various certification courses to ensure that I'm constantly up to date with the latest tech tools to be able to solve our clients' business problems.
In the data analysis field?
In the data science, data analytics, yes.
Right. How are you continuing to upskill and stay relevant?
Well, with certification courses, like I mentioned, and also to hone and master the skills that I've learned and to increase my confidence, especially.
Do you like it? Let me ask you that, Sean.
Do I like it? Yes, I do. Because, like I mentioned, you know, when clients face you and clients have years of data and they have no idea what to do with it.
Yeah. Because
a lot of companies face this problem, and it's especially thrilling for me when, you know, you're able to solve business questions and you're able to say, okay, you know what, in terms of marketing, let's look at this few variables and let's push out and say, you know, this is your best way moving forward. And then when you see that being transferred or being equated to dollar and cents. I think that's it's very exciting for me.
Sean, before you go, now that you've been through what you've been through, mm-hmm. have your ambitions changed?
Not really, actually. I still want to go back to the financial sector.
Okay.
But of course, more now equipped with the data science skill, that will always keep me more relevant. And for the next few years moving forward, be relevant in the workforce.
Mm, you hear that, Bernard? You and I have to go back to school or something. Sean Wong, an analyst at Deloitte Consulting, he found that he couldn't get a job but decided, you know what, I'm not going to give up. Took up data science and data analysis, went through a course, a back-breaking course, I've got to say, and got himself a job. Analyst at Deloitte Consulting, once again, Sean Wong, thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.